your mind. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And me.
And Mark.
All right, so we invite you over onto our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we gift you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site if you would so choose. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. So do head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Like everything else on our website, you'll find that it's totally free. So, coming up here tonight, lots always, as always, on the plate, including a news story about, well, I guess we'll just jump right into this one. It's good news. We like the good news because, you know, it just doesn't happen often enough. But when it does and it comes across our plate, I do like to bring it to you. This is from Reason.com's Jacob Sullum. Last week, a federal jury in Oregon awarded damages to an environmental activist who sued the city of Eugene after a police officer seized his video camera and arrested him for...
wiretapping!
Wiretapping, yeah, exactly, even though there's no wires involved in that process. In March 2009, Josh Sloshberg was distributing leaflets outside of a bank in downtown Eugene when Sergeant Bill Salsby told him to move along. Sloshberg replied that his lawyer had advised him he was not breaking any laws. Salsby then entered the bank and came back out. When he approached Sloshberg again, Sloshberg took out his camera and announced he was recording the encounter. Perfect. I mean, that's exactly what you should do at that point. It should be clear if you have a video camera out that you could be being recorded, but it never hurts to just let the bureaucrat know that they're being recorded. So I don't see any problem in what this particular activist did. He's handing out flyers on public property, records the cops when they come up to talk to him.
I think that this is the single most important thing. And, you know, I don't understand why police seem to have such a big problem with video. Frankly,
clearly they have something to hide.
But I would bet you if these guys had, video, I think that they should have these little pinhole cameras right in their badges, that they should come right with the badge. They're small enough these days, it wouldn't be any weight at all to stick it right in there and that run that thing the whole time. People make accusations against the police all the time. And I'll bet you more than 90% of the time the police would be exonerated from these accusations.
There's no proof.
If they had the video. I mean, you know, they could show, they would have their side of the story out there.
Well, I think they do have their side of the story out there because, I mean, they do have the dash cam, and I do believe they're mic'd personally, at least in most jurisdictions that I know
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree, right?
Okay.
I can continue.
I don't think they do that around here, at least.
Well, I know in Dublin, when I got pulled over, I was advised that I was being audio and video recorded and that he had a body mic. So that was my personal experience, pulled over for speeding. Imagine that. But then when I was pulled over with you last week, it was last week, right?
That's right, a couple weeks ago.
We had a state trooper come up to my side of the car. I was driving, have an expired inspection on my car, and Ian informed the guy that he was recording, and the guy just instantly said, you're going to be arrested if you don't shut off the audio portion.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And
I leaned in closer.
Yeah, and he didn't stop recording, because as I was pulling over, I was obviously, you know, when you're pulled over by the cops, you're nervous, you're whatever,
sure.
What's going to happen? Am I going to get hauled out of my car and arrested today? This was not what I had planned when I woke up this morning. But Ian said, do you want me to record? And I said, yes, absolutely, because if anybody knows how to record, Ian would be the one to do it. So the guy...
And plus he has the press credentials, which for some reason means something to the bureaucrats out there.
Well, he didn't know I had a press credential.
It doesn't matter.
I had press credentials
It will matter with the court case.
Well, it certainly will. So
it shouldn't.
To ultimately get to your point, Mark, why don't they want people to record? Well, because... If I petition the state for a copy of his dash cam or his pinhole badge camera, they can easily say, oh, oops.
Oops.
Recorded over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oops. Forgot it. oops, didn't I was lying when I said I was taking tape and audio, you know. But when
a friend of mine, he had petitioned for this video from a stop, and they said that they didn't have it, and a friend of his happened to work at the police department and slipped it out to him.
So he confirmed it was a lie. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and he really got him. But you know what happened to them? Nothing.
Well,
they came and harassed him at his house until they finally got him on some charges.
I do plan on using Ian's footage in the tape, because at the very end he said to me, so is this car safe to be on the road? Well, really? Is that all it takes? You mean I don't have to change the stupid sticker on my windshield?
Well, sure you do. They're going to take you to court if you don't.
All you need is my word that it's okay to let me go on my merry way? You know, it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, right. If inspection really was about danger, then he would have told you, whoa, whoa! This car's not inspected, little lady. I'm afraid we're going to have to take you off the road today for your own good.
Right. I mean, no, that's what it was really about.
Right. Instead, he lets her go because it's all about money and obedience. It's all about getting in the, I don't even, what do they charge for this inspection thing?
About 60 bucks.
Well, it's 40 bucks for the inspection, and if you fail it, you have to pay for it again unless you have the work done there or whatever. So it's 40 bucks for the inspection plus any work that you do for this little sticker and the piece of paper they give you. But it's a $62 ticket if you're pulled over without an inspection.
Got it. See, I've never had one of these. I've had my car inspected, but I've never had to have it inspected because I don't have a, New Hampshire plate. Or whatever, so.
Right. I understand in other states they just do emissions like every 5 years.
No,
but
not even that. In Florida.
In Florida, you'd think that the roads would be littered with junk cars.
Right.
But I see more cars with their lights, with one light out driving along in New Hampshire than I do ever did in Florida. It has mostly to do with cold weather. But, I see no more cars broken down on the road in Florida than I see in New Hampshire. I mean, you see it, but not that often.
I guess it should be clarified. The inspections deal or the inspections law is basically a two-sided thing, because on one side you've got the government and what they benefit from it. They get money out of it. And then on the other side of it, they also, of course, they get obedience. But on the other side of it, the car repair shops really benefit from it, because it keeps people flowing through their doors on a yearly basis and guarantees them business, because there's certain things that they can say to someone. Oh, well, your car doesn't pass inspection. I'm afraid we can't let you leave with it until you fix the problems.
Terribly sorry.
Yep. So then you're basically at their mercy as far as, what the problems are. You have to believe them on what the problems are, and then you get to pay. I guess in theory you could have the car towed to another, another lot.
Have any issues. I've never had any issues with a failing car leaving the lot.
Is that right?
Here. I've never had. I mean, it's so sitting out in your driveway right now.
They can't just tell the inspector or whatever can't just say, you can't leave. Because it's illegal to drive that.
I've heard of that happening, and I've actually heard of that happening with some chain, muffler, and brake shops, but I've never heard of it with a state inspection.
I wouldn't imagine they're liable if they don't, but
I don't know. I don't know how that works, but they've always, I mean, I don't routinely fail inspection, but I have on a few occasions in my life of driving, and I've never had to leave a car at the place until it was fixed. I would think that would be like coercion and bribery.
Things can fail inspections without being dangerous, right? Yeah. There's a myriad of things that can fail inspection.
Exhaust.
Yeah.
Exhaust system. So all I'm doing is polluting? Okay, great. I guess I should just go spend $600 and fix my hybrid exhaust.
You know? And for some people, spending that kind of money is not something that they can do. In fact, I don't think most people are just where they can just drop hundreds of dollars on a moment's notice.
Well, the funny thing is that, you can pollute up to the point of your inspection, but then you can't pollute any point further. I mean, that's the bizarre part about it. I mean, and what you'll find is that people will often wait to get certain work done because they have to pay for their inspection anyway. So, if you have to get some work done 45 days out, you'll wait to do it. So it can make the road, it can actually make things less safe, not more.
All right, so we got really distracted from the original point, and we'll get back to it here, which is that a jury heard a case about a videographer. We'll talk more about what the jury decided. 855-453, because we've got our own videographer jury case happening here, as a matter of fact, with Jason Talley from Talley.tv. If you want to see the video Nemi was talking about, it's over at freekeen.com. It's called Don't Stop Recording, Cameraman Threatened with Arrest. It's fairly entertaining. More coming up here, 855-453. Just the look on the guy's face is pretty classic. It's Free Talk Live.
get in the zone.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com, including our mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, and more people are getting those. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, you need to know about Jurisdictionary. Jurisdictionary is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to be able to know how to make motions, schedule hearings, get causes of actions, make courtroom objections. Jurisdictionary will teach you all of those things, everything you need to know. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. They've got all kinds of free tools over there at jurisdictionary.com. Go check them out there. Weekly tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary, free videos. When you buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, once again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more coming up about the federal jury that basically ruled in favor of press freedom when it comes to recording the cops. We'll give you more detail about that. But first, Conrad is on the line listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, and welcome to the Ron Paul Radio Moment. How are you guys out there in Radio Land?
What's on your mind tonight, Conrad?
I wanted to let everybody know that Ron Paul is, in fact, in first place in Maine. Yes, it's true. Right. The Maine caucuses have already begun, and Ron Paul is surging ahead in victory.
How did you determine this? Where
did you find that information out?
I don't know. I'm making it up. You know,
okay, good. That's too bad.
It's but, yeah, it's good to get the idea out there that Ron Paul is winning. It's true.
Well, Ron Paul will probably do better in Maine than he did in Florida. I think we can probably go out on that limb. Tonight.
Conrad. Yeah, you know.
Anything else you want to share?
You know, if you just keep the positive message going out there, there's no way you can lose.
Just lying,
people. You just got to, you know, keep it going.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I think that it's important to be realistic, and that way people don't get too burnt out, too butthurt.
But I like the call.
When he doesn't pan out. Conrad, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, as we were telling you in the last segment at the beginning of the show, Josh Schlossberg was set up out front of a bank in downtown Eugene, Oregon. Back in 2009, he was handing out some flyers, and a cop decided to give him a hard time. And the officer threatened him when the activist took out a video camera and announced that he was recording the encounter. Salsby, that's the officer, told Schlossberg he needed a permit to set up a table in front of the bank and accused him of blocking pedestrian traffic. And it is generally a bad idea to set up tables in public walkways and such if you're in a flyer. It just makes more sense to do it in person, meaning like stand there and hand things to people. I get it. You may have 20 flyers that you want to. You've got the most important message in the world, and you've got 20 different flyers.
You need one of those trench coats where you just open it up and you get flyers everywhere.
So, you know, I understand the kind of person who has a table set up probably has more than one flyer, in which case I think that that's going about it the wrong way. Personally, from my experience at, you know, doing flyering and such, keep it simple. Have one flyer that is specifically tailored to the audience, or as tailored as possible, to the audience that you are looking to reach, and then hand it out in person so you can be as mobile as possible and not tied down to a card table or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to look like you're setting up, you're like practically vending at that point, you know?
It's one of the reasons why the cops will have the excuse to harass you. Not to say they won't harass you anyway. Had he been on his feet without a table, the cop probably would have harassed him too. But all that aside, so he asked the cop, or the cop asks the activist, "Are you taping me?" As the two men argued over whether Schlossberg had notified him he was shooting video, the sergeant pointed at the camera and said, "Give me that. That's evidence." Schlossberg's lawyer.
They love that. I'm going to take your camera, and because I've called it evidence, you know, it's okay.
Right, and then
it's
they
not
can
stealing then.
Then they can hold on to it for pretty much as long as they want.
Yeah. By the time you get it back, it will be as useful as Super 8.
You're not really exaggerating there. Schlossberg's lawyer said the sergeant then charged the activist, roughly grabbing for his camera and wrenched his arm behind his back. Schlossberg was thrown to the ground where his head struck the pavement and felt the sergeant's knee on his neck. All this because he was recording this guy.
Yeah.
Salsby seized Schlossberg's camera and arrested him. He was jailed for 5 hours on charges of resisting arrest and intercepting communications.
Arrest.
Intercepting communications?
Intercepting communications.
Oh, okay.
Prosecutors later dismissed the charges. Well, then how did it get to a jury? Simon, it says here, as Simon Glick did after he was arrested for recording an arrest in Boston, Schlossberg complained to the police department, which said Salisbury had not done anything unconstitutional or contrary to the policy.
We've done nothing wrong here. Get out of here, citizen.
Right.
You're fogging up our window.
You deserve to have a knee on your neck. Like Glick, Schlossberg filed a federal lawsuit.
You caused resistance between that man's knee and the sidewalk.
Okay, so he filed the lawsuit against the department to vindicate his constitutional rights when the police department was unresponsive. In a pretrial hearing, Magistrate Judge Thomas Coffin ruled that Salisbury had violated the Fourth Amendment by examining the contents of Schlossberg's camera without a warrant. As a result of last week's verdict, in which an eight-person jury concluded that Salisbury arrested Schlossberg without probable cause and used excessive force. Wow, where did they get this jury? These guys are incredible! The city is supposed to pay Schlossberg $4,083 for injuries, $1,500 for pain and suffering, and $200,000 for legal fees. So the lawyer gets $200,000, and Mr. Schlossberg gets about $5,500.
For his hassle.
I'm glad, but it just goes to show.
Regarding the verdict's broader significance, Reagan tells the Oregonian, quote, across the country right now, legal scholars and lawyers are just eating it up because it's actually a solid statement of the right to privacy in the age of technology.
Yeah, but it came from a jury, so they're not going to give it as much credence as they would if it came from a judge.
The outcome also reaffirms
a judge's panel, I should say,
that photography is not a crime. In both Glick and Schlossberg cases, courts found that trumped-up wiretapping charges against people recording public events are unconstitutional. Eugene Police Chief Pete Kern says the department has changed its policy in light of the court ruling since 2009 and now discourages such arrests. So, a little bit of good news for you there. So, in addition to the Glick decision, which was a circuit court of appeals, if I'm not mistaken, is that right?
Yes.
That made that decision about that you have the right to record, as I understand it, you have the right to record government bureaucrats in their course of their public duties in public places.
The other nice thing about this, though, is that it's more case law, meaning that when the next bureaucrat steps out of line, and they will on this issue, that the settlement is going to be larger from the next jury. I mean, you've heard it here, folks. Get your cameras, record your government officials,
and cash
win
in
the lottery.
But it's nice to be able to find an attorney who's willing to take the case, because that's an important factor.
Sure.
Going this alone, I don't know how effective you'll be unless you really know your stuff. Of course, there's always jurisdictionary.com.
You start out. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it's going to turn
usually,
you into a legal scholar. But
it usually costs money to file one of these cases. You don't just get to walk into court and file something for free, typically.
But at the very least, at that point, they have to bargain with you. I did file a case, and they bargained with me, and I mean, all I did was just file. I hadn't done anything else.
Toll-free number is 855-453. You mean they settled with you?
I got something out of it.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. You can tell your story or a comment or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage, Ranch with Bodega, Guest House, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up with you 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. The bulletin board system is one of them. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and you can interact with other listeners there. It's our forum. Plus, we post show notes, so the stuff that we use on the air gets posted there as well. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries everything you're going to need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. The prices over there at ManVentureOutpost.com are just the lowest you're likely to find. I mean, I haven't looked at every place on the internet, but some good friends of mine who are familiar with this kind of stuff were stunned at the pricing at ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get an additional 5% off the already low prices at ManVentureOutpost.com with coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so we've been talking about recording the police. There's good news. In fact, I would say pretty great news. A jury, they finally found a jury that's not totally obedient to the state and actually seems to give a damn about freedom of the press, because they have ruled in favor of an activist down in Eugene, Oregon, who was recording the police when they were harassing him about handing out some flyers in front of a bank. And this cop attacked this man. I mean, they
threw him to the ground.
They crushed his neck under his leg.
Yeah, he resisted arrest with his neck and stuff.
Yeah. And so the jury actually awarded the plaintiff, because the cops dropped the charges on this guy, and then he went after them with a lawyer and won the case.
As amazing as it may seem.
It's great news because it ties right in with the Glick decision. And so you've got two recent court decisions that make it pretty clear. Hey, cops, you can't do this stuff. Of course, as you point out, Mark, they will continue to do it.
They'll continue to do it. I mean,
because there's no liability for the police to do this. This individual officer is not going to have to pay the $200,000 going to the lawyers, about $5,000 going to the victim in this case. The officer is not going to have to pay any of that money. Now, there may be a memo that goes out in this particular department,
sure,
but that won't affect any other police department, and it won't necessarily affect the officers in this department, although they're more likely to be affected than others.
It may even come from higher up. We saw with the open carry issues in New Hampshire, the attorney general sent memos out to every police department in the state saying this open carry is not illegal. You will not harass people for exercising their constitutional right. I would think it would be appropriate for someone in the attorney general position to do something similar, even on a federal level. I don't know how effective it would be. I agree with you, but I think that's the next reasonable step here.
Well, I know that Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, his great blog online, has tested this memo policy down in Miami, where they supposedly issued a memo to all of the different Miami Transit Authority cops. Basically, they have kind of hired guards.
Security?
Yeah, they're okay. Like hired security, sort of private security working at government stations, basically, as I understand it. Hmm. And then actually Ademo and Pete went down there from libertyontour.com and coplock.org, and Ademo was out, I guess, palling around with Carlos Miller, and they went to try to test the security at one of the MTA stations, or the transit stations. They went down there and were immediately harassed by the agents, even though they confirmed that a copy of this memo was behind the desk, like it had been taped up or something behind the desk. So, I mean, it's pretty clear that these guys were allegedly informed about this new policy of, hey, you can't mess with camera people in public. But they did anyway, and even, you know, getting up in their faces and, like, pushing the cameras and just the whole bit.
So at what point does it become punitive damages against the individuals for just disregarding entirely?
Well, I guess they probably would have to make an arrest. I mean, you're not going to get any damages just because a cop's trying to intimidate you. Is that the answer to your question you're looking
for? I think so. What I'm looking for is if they're not going to follow instructions, I mean, you've got to hit them where it counts, are police personally liable when they screw up?
Never. Almost never. Because they have, what do they call it, sovereign immunity or something like
sovereign,
that?
Well, it's not sovereign. It's like limited immunity or something like that.
Yeah. It's very rare that you'll find a police officer held personally liable for his own actions. Very
it's pretty rare.
It has happened.
I think that's... Gosh.
Like, usually if they rape somebody, they typically get found liable in a case like that.
The Rodney King situation, they got found guilty of violating his constitutional rights or something like that. These things happen, but I think they should always be liable for their actions. If they cause damage to somebody,
I agree, if the department
wants to step in and pay for it, that's fine, but the fact is that cop should be liable. When I'm doing my job, I'm liable for my work.
Damn right.
Right. And when I take my dog for a walk, if my dog attacks a little kid,
you're liable.
I'm liable for it.
Right.
Whereas everyone else, and I need to put my dog down.
1-855-450-3733. But it doesn't matter to a lot of departments what happens in other places. They don't care. It hasn't happened to them yet. So we'll just keep harassing people with video cameras. In fact, when Derek J was on last night, he was talking about how this recently happened in his car. I mean, within the last month here in New Hampshire, it has happened three times, actually. There's that I'm aware of. There was the one at the TSA where we had Kelly Voluntarius when she took off her clothes at the TSA, and a demo was threatened by a police officer there. We then surrounded that officer with video cameras, and he backed away.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of you and I, I refused to stop recording, and that officer backed away. And then also in the case of Derek Jane Luther, same situation, pulled over on the roads of New Hampshire, threatened again with arrest, and backed away once the camera continued recorded. So at least we're seeing them back away. Oh, and in other activist news out of the beautiful Shire here, where we reside, there's news out of the Cheshire Superior Court. Now, we're here in Cheshire County. That's where we do the show. And there's been a recent crackdown on video cameras in the court. But all of a sudden, and for like the last 8 months, no cameras have been allowed. You can't even get a cell phone in past security. Right. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking cell phones from everyone,
not just activists.
When I go see these events, I dress appropriately.
They'll take your phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't go in with other activists. I have no intention of being besmirched.
But all of a sudden yesterday, and I didn't go to this because I've been banned from the courthouse and I'm not quite ready to challenge that.
Now that they banned you from the courthouse, they're letting cameras in. That's awesome.
They are letting cameras back in. I couldn't believe it. I saw Brad Jardis, former police officer, post a picture to his Facebook profile taken from a camera within the courthouse. I was like, how did you get that in there? Well, apparently they weren't taking cameras from anybody, although they were still giving there was a camera crew there that was there to record Jason Talley's hearing. This is the trial for which Jason was arrested in the lobby of this very courthouse for having a video camera.
Yeah, right.
In which they are now allowing video cameras again. So for a period of time, cameras were allowed, then they stopped allowing them.
My goodness.
During that period of time in which they stopped allowing them, Jason Talley was arrested and dragged around by the bailiffs for having a video camera.
Right.
Now they're allowing cameras back in, and they're still prosecuting him.
Dragged, you've got to, abundantly clear.
Literally, dragged.
Something like tortured this guy.
Yeah, by the wrists, in handcuffs, across the floor. It was terrible to see.
So
if this was done to an American in a foreign country, it would be called torture.
So it's good news that that happened, I guess, that hopefully it will continue to be like that. But I don't know if there's been some sort of a rule change or if it's just another arbitrary decision by a person in a robe. Because as I understand it, there's a new person in a robe there. It's a lady in a robe now at this particular courthouse.
Interesting.
But it's another temporary judge. So they still haven't named the actual judge, etc. So it's good news in that they are allowing cameras back in. So
that's wonderful news because they were absolutely terrible. I'd be interested in knowing how Tebow conducted himself today.
Well, it was yesterday, and apparently they were harassing the film crew from the local college. There's a film crew that is basically
had younger people to harass, which is
spread the harassment around, so you get all bad press.
Well, you
got to
show the press how it is at Cheshire County Courthouse, and so basically what was happening from the description of it, like I said, I wasn't there to witness it, was that the camera crew from this film class basically was there. They were doing like a professional $15,000 documentary, like they've gotten a grant from the college, essentially, to do a documentary about the Free State Project. And so they were harassed by the court officers. They were told to stop recording, and they would, put the camera down for a few seconds and then bring it back up and keep recording. So they were never actually arrested. They just kept being harassed by the security about it. We're coming up, 855-453. You take control, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Signal CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I give you the features there, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Amazon there. Different Amazons for different countries. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, maybe it's some kind of recording equipment. Maybe you're excited about these recent court decisions. Maybe you're buoyed by the jury's decision that the police should be able to be recorded by individuals with cameras. Maybe you are excited about the Glick decision. You feel like now you've got what you need. Now you've got the information you need. You've seen other people do it. It's time for you to get a video camera and have it on you, or maybe even just an audio recording device, something that you can have with you. I think it's incredibly valuable to have something with you, whether it's your phone or something else, that you can use in the event that you need to record something.
You need it. You know, Judge Napolitano there called the camera the new gun.
The new gun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's very damaging to the government bureaucrats' legitimacy. And the way they behave is damaging, and having a camera around can show people what these guys are really like. It can smash through any kind of delusions that people have about, oh, they're here to keep you safe. Well, no, they're here to put you in a cage, and they're trying to find as many different ways as they possibly can do it. It looks like possessing a camera, however, is no longer a legitimate reason to put someone in a cage. There are still court battles being fought over this. There are still situations, I think, pending in Illinois and Massachusetts, which are two of the worst states for recording government bureaucrats. So we'll certainly continue to bring you more information about this. And they haven't dropped the charges against our very own Jason Talley from FR33agents.com. So he's still facing a couple years in jail as a result of recording.
I think a lot of cops are trying to keep you safe. I just think that they get messed up when they're in those situations. You know, I mean, people tend to be kind of fidgety around cameras anyway, and then you have the power to arrest someone, and you believe that you're in the righteous position.
You're not trying to help someone.
The boss said that this was wiretapping.
Don't pass that off as trying to help somebody in any way, shape, or form.
I got you.
There are cops who are professionals, and who don't, you know, a camera doesn't bother them. And then there are hot-headed cops who believe they own everybody and can control everybody and are going to do their damnedest to try to exert that belief on others. So if you're ready to arm up with a camera, go to Amazon through our shopping link at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to find a great deal. You can even buy used stuff. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, coming up in just under a few weeks from today, actually, just over a few weeks from today, February 23rd through the 26th, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is happening. It's going to be a big deal, first of all, because it's the first Liberty Forum in 2 years. They skipped it last year due to some organizer issues. They tried to bring someone new on. It didn't work out. So they brought the best organizer back, Chris Lawless, and he's back at it, and it's going to be a kick butt event. Like, lots of great speakers will be coming out to this, but most importantly, you'll be able to meet some of the people that you've heard about. You know, people like Derek J, for instance, who have come up here and they've gotten active and they have made a splash, and people, you know, have noticed. I mean, it's hard not to notice what Derek J has done. And so the activists that you know and the activists you don't know are going to be there. People that are considering a move to New Hampshire, they're coming up. They're going to get this. It's a great opportunity to experience what New Hampshire is like, although this year is a little unusual thus far. Can't speak for how it's going to be.
Very mild.
Right. I can't speak for how it's going to be in 3 weeks, because this is New England, and right. The weather tends to change every 5 minutes. Or so they say.
That's what they say. I haven't really experienced that. When it rains here, it rains for three days.
It's a bit of an exaggeration, but yeah. Weather can radically change over a week's time.
Indeed.
That much is true.
You could have a sunny day in the morning, and then by the evening, it's snowstorm.
It was blizzard. In the high 50s today.
It's crazy. No, it wasn't high 50s. It was close to 50.
High 40s.
High 50s.
As far as I'm concerned, that's spring.
Where it's I was, incredible. Anyway, the thermometer I was looking at was over 50.
So,
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and I was out. I had a great time in the car. Got all sorts of mud and done. It was great. Good time.
In the Prius?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. You should go for a ride with me sometime.
You should, Mark. You would like that, wouldn't
okay.
you?
Okay. I don't even know what to think about that.
You've never been mudding before?
In a Prius?
Come on.
You have been mudding before.
Never have been. Yes, I have. Okay.
I've never been mudding
my,
before.
My rides in the Prius are legendary.
So, Liberty Forum, it's coming up. You're going to be able to meet great folks. Nemi, I believe you're going to be attending.
I am going to Liberty Forum.
So, lots of interesting people will be there. And, of course, big name people, too. I mentioned Carlos Miller earlier from Photography is Not a Crime. Guess what? He's going to be there, even though, as Carla from the Free State Project pointed out, he's not necessarily a principled liberty guy. He's just a principled free speech, free... open photography, open free press kind of guy. So he's going to be coming at it. And, you know, we can work together with people who agree with us on certain issues, right?
Fine by that, yeah.
You don't have to agree with me on 100% for me to help you. And so Carlos Miller's coming to town. He's going to be speaking at the Free State Project Liberty Forum. Many others, including Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, John Bush from Texans for Accountable Government. We've got all kinds of folks going to be there. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and so many more. Of course, Peter Schiff and Joel Salatin will be the keynote speakers. Get the details on all the speeches, get the schedule, get the hotel details, and get signed up while you still can. Because it's going to come down to the wire, and then before you know it, the prices are going to go up. Because, you know, if you go and show up on the day of, you're going to pay more. So get your tickets now and save 10% by using our discount code FTL2012. That's code FTL2012 over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So it's going to be a great time and great opportunity to actually maybe get a little activism done at the same time. On Thursday at the Liberty Forum, you can go on a state house tour. You can go on a gun shoot is something else they're going to be doing. So those are important.
Free Staters do like to shoot.
Yep. And then who knows? I mean, word is there may be a TSA event planned. There may be a 420 event planned. So there may be chances to do fun outreach, like, you know, take off your clothes at the TSA checkpoint. Or, oh boy. That's what's happening tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow in Manchester. This time it's going to be
cancel your plans, Mark.
You're giving me that look, Demi. I don't even know what it means.
It was a great, you know, it was a great outreach.
Around the airport, my tidy whities.
Yeah,
is that what you're looking
I sure do. Sure do. I am not the only one.
Seeing. Yes, it would.
A lot of people thought that it was an excellent outreach, and it's going to be even bigger
There's
tomorrow.
Nothing funnier than a man in a pair of briefs and socks.
Can you imagine how cool it would be if, multiple people showed up at the TSA checkpoint and dressed down?
Don't get any ideas, Ian.
I wasn't looking at you. I didn't think that would be up your alley.
It's not up my alley.
1-855-450-3733. So plenty of video of the people disobeying the police. It's all been posted over the last couple weeks over at freekeen.com. So you can see what it's like. And try it, man. Try it for yourself. See what happens. Of course, you may get arrested and thrown in jail. There's always that possibility.
Way to sell it, Ian.
And it helps. It helps if you're going to do these things to be in New Hampshire where you can be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented activists. I mean, when we were in the car together, we were together. It's easier when you have someone else there.
Absolutely.
As opposed to being all by yourself.
Do you know how relieved I was that it was you in the passenger seat? And when
Aww.
You said to me, it's like, I was just like, oh, absolutely. Ian Freeman taping my traffic stop? You better believe it. I couldn't do it myself because I'd be rummaging for the camera and trying to talk to him and trying not to get arrested or dragged out of the window by my hair because the door was locked. You know, it's just unsettling. And so I was glad you were there.
Some people would say, I was talking with Pete Ayer from copblock.org yesterday about this. Some people would say, you know, why would I want to move to New Hampshire? You guys have a police state there. There's all kinds of terrible things going on. And the response is, it's because we're doing things.
Yeah, it's the stuff is happening, you know, the same thing's happening in your state. The cops are still willing to do that stuff. It's just these folks are standing up to them.
Yeah, we're standing up to them. We're recording it as it happens, and we're publishing it for the world to see. You get to see, if you're not here, you get to watch and listen to what it's like when people actually start to stand up for themselves. When people start to stand up for their so-called right to free press and watch as it's taken away from them or you know, beaten out of them or whatever. Luckily, we haven't had beatings up here yet, although Derek J. was pepper sprayed a few months back for not getting in a police car fast enough. So we get to show you all of this stuff. I have a feeling that if you tried the same stuff that we do up here, if you tried that where you live, if you're like Arizona or Florida or something like that, the consequences may be more serious.
We had some caller call in and talk about being, you know, arrested in California for having a sign.
There's that, and then there's Julian Heichlin and Mark Hertzlinger, who was arrested in Orlando for handing out flyers out in front of a courthouse, sentenced.
Six months.
Not drop charges as we've seen happen around here, but sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Have they got anybody for flyering around here?
No, never. No. We've been doing fully informed jury outreach for years.
In New Hampshire.
For years here. It's never been an issue. Cops came out and talked to us once. The first time we were there, they talked to us and said, hey, what are you doing? We told them. They went away. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So when you stand up for yourself, you stand up for liberty, you better expect that there's going to be problems. We're just showing you what it's like, and we've got better chance here because we've got the activists. Hour 2's next.
VaporSniff e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsniff.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.